صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Who are these people whom we are referring to as أنعمت عليهم? Who are the ones whom Allah has favored? Once again, we see the answers within the Quran itself. We see وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. Whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, those are the ones with those whom Allah has blessed. Meaning that the people who obey Allah and obey the Messenger, they are going to be grouped alongside this group of people who have been blessed by Allah. And then Allah describes these people who have been blessed by Allah. الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. These people whom Allah has blessed from the prophets, the truthful ones, the witnesses, and the righteous, and excellent companions they are. So who are these four categories? Well, the Nabiyeen are the prophets. These are the people that Allah has chosen to receive the revelation and to teach the people about the religion. We can be grouped with them, although we cannot become from them. And we'll discuss this a little bit further towards the end as well. Then we have the Siddiqeen. The Siddiqeen are loosely translated as the truthful ones. But what do we mean by the truthful? Somebody who doesn't lie and he's always telling the truth, does that mean he is Siddiqeen? Again, if we go to the root of the word Sadaqah, we realize that the true meaning of Sidq is not just to do with speech. The root meaning is to be in line with reality. We have two words that we translate in Arabic or into English as truth. One of them is Haqq and one of them is Sidq, right? So when we talk about Haqq, what are we referring to? When we talk about Sidq, what are we referring to? Haqq represents the reality that's out there. That which is out there and stays on, that is the Haqq. If we are Sadiq, if we are grouped from amongst the Siddiqeen or the Sadiqeen, that means that everything we do is in line with the reality. And the most common or the most obvious way of realizing that is through our speech. So when I say something that is true, I'm saying that it's in line with reality. If I say that yesterday I went to the mosque, if I actually went to the mosque, then I am telling the truth because what I have said is in line with the reality. But if I didn't go to the mosque, then what I am saying is not in line with the reality. But this goes beyond speech. It's not just about speech. There is a coordination. There has to be this sort of being in line with between our actions and our words, between our actions and our hearts. All of these, when they are in line with each other, then only we would be called as one who is Sadiq in the truest meaning. And we know this from other verses of the Quran that we don't have time to go into right now, but this is the core meaning of what is Sidq. Then we have the Shuhada. Now the Shuhada in the Quran, as opposed to what we would commonly think, is not translated as the martyrs. In the Quran, when the word Shuhada is used, true, Shuhada have been given that name as martyrs because it relates to the original meaning. What is the original meaning? The idea of Shahada or Shuhud is to witness, it is to be present. And so this group of people, if we look at the tafasir, they are the ones who witness the deeds of the others and they will bear witness to these deeds and the books of deeds of these people on the day of Qiyamah. There is a relation between the Shuhada in this meaning and the Shuhada as martyrs in the sense that the Shuhada, because of the sacrifice that they have given, they have literally given whatever they could in the way of Allah. Their entire beings, their entire lives have been given in the way of Allah. And so now they have become present with Allah. And we know that those who have been slain in the way of Allah, they are alive. They're in a state of witnessing right now. And that's the relationship between the two. But when it is mentioned in the Quran, it is looking at it from the root point of view. Who are the last group? The last group are the Salihin. The Salihin, again, we would loosely translate them as the righteous. Now bear in mind, in many places in the Quran we have الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those people who have believed and they have performed righteous deeds. The salihin, as we see in the tafasir, they're actually one level higher. They're not just those people who, you know, good and righteous deeds emanate from them. No, their beings have become transformed into a being of righteousness. So nothing that is not righteous would ever emanate from them. Only righteousness emanates from them. Somebody who classifies as amilus salihat, yes, at some times they are doing righteous deeds, but they may make mistakes, they may disobey, they may sin as well. But when you reach the state of salihin, their entire beings have become righteous, and so this is the group that is being referred to in these four. Why are they excellent companions? Firstly, what we want to say here is that it is not the case that if we obey Allah and the Messenger, then we will be blessed with their company in Jannah. And we know that from the wording that's being used here. When Allah says, وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا, this rafiq is somebody who is a companion on the journey. And so this is implying that that companionship is here and now whilst we are traversing the path. It is not the case that they will be our companions when we reach the goal and when we reach Jannah. No, they are companions on the journey. So we want to be with them here and now on this journey. Why have they been classified as excellent companions? Again, it relates to the bahth or the discussion that we had on hidayah. They are the excellent companions because it is not just the case that they know the path, they've actually traversed the path. They have gone onto the path and they are holding our hands on the way and helping us and taking us with them. And that is why these categories of people are not only the ones whom Allah has favored, but they are true and excellent companions that will help us if we want to go on the path alongside them.